so many people on Facebook that are stone cold foxes and conservative. For some reason, they keep flying across the top of my page. I've actually friended several of them. You know, when I used to get these solicitations for a friend on Facebook, and they'd be just knockout gorgeous, somewhat sexy posed, but not over the top, not over the top like porn, but just super attractive girls. And then you go to their page, and you'd think, this has to be the Ukrainian mafia, man. There's no way this girl's asking to be my friend because she likes my page. Opinions don't change facts, but facts change opinions. Thank you, Ricky Gervais. Opinion. If you're rational, he says. I like Ricky Gervais. He's really good. And by the way, if you haven't seen Life After Death, what the hell are you thinking? That's a must-see. Now, stand-up act is good, too. But that series, I think, is on Netflix. Life After Death. It is outstanding. Biden officials slip back into the swamp as Trump takes charge in D.C. Do you know what market is heating up in D.C. right now? Big time? Real estate. A lot of people are selling their houses. A lot of these pencil neck geek bureaucrats are selling their houses, getting the hell out. They're saying, let's get out of here before we get arrested. Let's quit while we're ahead. Mm-hmm. Former Biden administration officials are landing cushy new jobs around D.C. in the weeks after being replaced by their Trump administration successors. Now, these are the guys at the top of the food chain. These are the guys that never, ever, ever face any kind of consequence for their actions. This is like the Bidens. What consequence do they face for having stolen money from Ukraine? Well, actually extorted in a sense. If you want to talk with my dad, give us this much. I'll tell you what, we'll plug you in with an oil company and you can be an executive there. We'll give you a monthly paycheck. Okay, that'll work. Go to China, same thing. And then that's just the Biden family. And then it still has not been answered. I'm hoping it will be. But think about this. It's still not been answered why everybody in the Biden family has a bank account, and in some cases, 5 to 10 bank accounts in the Caribbean, in the Caymans. Why do they have those bank accounts? What are they doing? What service, what goods, what are they producing that people avail themselves of? It was a total money laundering operation. That needs to be looked into. You know, the right people in D.C. know about this. Totally know about this, so they won't overlook this. We've only been at this 2 months, and think of how much there is to do. My God. Has it been 2 months? Let's see. It's been, about a month. About a month. Just barely getting started. Anyway, ex-Biden officials who worked in the White House, Department of Energy, Commerce Department, are now snapping up new gigs as well-heeled law firms. At activist groups, universities, other organizations as the new Trump administration takes shape and gets to work. You know what this says? This says they're going into influential positions so they can pollute further the youth of America and twist their heads around to become godless progressives. That's what this says. Many of their new employees are the type of powerful institutions or employers, the people that are going and getting these jobs after leaving the Biden administration. Type of powerful institutions that make up the swamp. Mm-hmm. A term President Donald Trump frequently uses. This is written by Nick Pope. He's a contributor to Daily Caller, so I'm quoting him here. For example, Gina Raimondo, who served as Biden's Secretary of Commerce, is headed to the Council on Foreign Relations. Duh. Don't they all end up there eventually in conjunction with whatever other job they take? And where she will serve as Distinguished Senior Fellow. That sounds great, doesn't it? What do you do? I'm a Distinguished Senior Fellow with the CFR. What does that mean? I get a bunch of money for pretty much, furthering global socialism. What? Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I go out and speak from time to time. And every now and then, I'll lecture some college students and twist their brains around even further. This goes on. Specifically, she will focus on economic policy, which is going to be total straight-up Marxism, and artificial intelligence. Whoa! At CFR. While serving as co-chair for the think tank's new Task Force on Economic Security. Economic security? How is it they bring about in any way, shape, and or form economic security? They do for themselves. They do for the swells. How about you? Do you get asked into that? Do you have a representative? Do you have anything on the table there with that? No, you don't. You're a serf. See, the days of us being a serf aren't necessarily gone, but we're serfs that are going to be looked out for by, there's a new sheriff in town. Yeah, it's Donald Trump and crew. And they're sticking up for America. They're sticking up for America's middle class. The richest man in the world is fighting for America and America's middle class. And he's not taking a paycheck for it. I was listening to Musk talking about, while he's doing all this, by the way, he's preparing to go up and rescue those astronauts. You know the reason those astronauts are still up there? Because when Musk originally volunteered, he said, I'll go up and get those guys. I'll use SpaceX. We'll find a way to, we'll get up there. We put rockets up all the time. And we used to bring people back up and down all the time. I'll do it. And they said, no, we can't have you do that. It'll make us look bad. Literally, that's what happened. The Biden administration said it'll make us look bad if we have to have private company come up and do this. We want NASA to do it. And then we're going to just keep the same old people doing it that got them stuck up there in the first place. So that's what's going on. This is horrific when you think about it. They use these people trapped in space as political pawns. That would be the Biden administration. Do you have anybody in your family that still supports this? I mean, even if they don't necessarily say they do, but they never really switched. They have Trump derangement syndrome. And I think that we, the thinking, are some type of a threat to America. Do you have people in your family like that? Because if you have any way to possibly do it, you need to cut them out of the will. Yeah, and let them know that. Maybe your kids. What's it called there? Musk is getting ready to go up and rescue him. This is good. Now, I was thinking when he was talking about this, it's not 100% guaranteed. Nothing in space is 100% guaranteed. Literally nothing. He could go up there and possibly pick him up and bring him down on some type of a rocket that gets caught by a hook or whatever they call it, where he has it land and they can use it again. Who knows? But gets them back safely, or they could blow up on reentry. You never know. But at least somebody's going to do something, and it's going to be the right thing to do. God bless these people. God bless the people at Wham Radio. That's where we are. Wham Radio. WhamRadio.com. You're on the air.